Hello, everybody. This is Danny Johnson. And prior to getting started in business for myself, I was a cocktail waitress living on a beach in Hawaii, totally dissatisfied with every area of my life. I actually was married, and my husband wound up draining my bank account, maxing out my credit cards, and leaving me with a $35,000 debt. Wound up totally destitute in every way you can ever imagine. Lost my desire to succeed. I lost my ability to have any kind of vision for my future. I was severely in debt, so I felt that really heavy pressure and burden from that sizable debt. And I really didn't see a way out of my life ever getting any better. And I grew up in a home where my parents were drug addicts, my father was extremely abusive, and I wasn't somebody that believed in myself. And so being left homeless, you know, by my husband just was like another tragedy that seemed to happen in my kind of a life, which, you know, so far by the age of 21, I had too many to count. And I was really just totally feeling like, what's the point of living? What's the point of dreaming? What's the point of ever trying to become anything better than where I'm at? And so after several weeks of being homeless, after my husband drained my bank account and maxed out my cards, I started to get upset with myself because I kind of took an account for my life, looked at the people that I was surrounding myself with, and really got upset because I let my life become so bad, one, because of my horrible attitude that I had, the pity that I was drowning myself in, the discouragement that I painted all over myself on a daily basis, as well as the kind of people that I decided to surround myself with, people who were the same, people who had no vision, no focus, no dreams. They were not working towards anything that was exciting. They weren't working towards anything that was meaningful. Their life was just punch in and punch out, and that was it. And they didn't think about their future. They didn't think about possibilities of what could be or what they could become. And so I just really got upset with myself, and the day after Christmas started a business working from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth. It was amazing what happened out of that. My first 10 hours made $2,000, and this was from a handwritten flyer, popping quarters into a payphone booth, and a handwritten phone script that I had. Didn't have any products, didn't have any brochures, didn't have any way to succeed in any way at all. All I had was this absolute strong desire to get out of being homeless, to get out of debt, and to never wind up the person that I had just become. And so the next month I put in a total of 30 hours, made $6,540. The following month made over $10,000. It was my first full-time month working in business for that particular company. By the end of my first year, I had made $250,000. By the end of my second year, I had made my first million, and I was only 23 years of age. Since then, my husband and I met my husband through the industry. I've got 5 kids. We have raised our children working part-time from home, and our worst years have been 6-figure income years. And so, and our best years have been more than that. And so we've really just been blessed truly by God to get started in a business. I feel like God gave me a chance to clean up my life, gave me a chance to make my finances better, and gave me a chance to impact people's lives, as He has given you the same exact chance. A chance to not wind up the same at the end of this year as you started this year. A chance to dissolve your debt. A chance to spend more time with your kids. A chance to spend more quality time with your spouse. A chance to have a meaningful career that is impacting people's lives in so many innumerable, powerful ways that we would be on the phone for hours if we were to talk about the ways that people have been impacted through our company, DannyJohnson.com. And so, it's endless. It's truly, absolutely endless, the kind of opportunities that get you right now sitting there in your living room or while you're driving or wherever it is that you're at. You have endless chances to do some phenomenal things with your life and to leave a legacy behind for you and your family. But if you're anything like I was, you don't believe in yourself, you're extremely frustrated, you're severely in debt, and you really don't see any opportunity to make things different. And that's exactly how I was. I truly didn't think that people like me succeeded in anything. And as you heard Hans say, through the training seminars that we've done for years, like the one that we have coming up here this weekend in Atlanta, Georgia, first time I've ever been to Atlanta. I have no idea when I'll ever go back to Atlanta, but we are going to be there coming up this weekend. And these training seminars have helped so many people. It's ridiculous the testimonies, hundreds and hundreds and thousands of testimonials that have come to our email or written through the years, cards, letters, gifts, you name it, because of a major impact that's happened on people's lives. And so that happens for a couple different reasons. Number one, you have to be in that very place in your life where you say, enough is enough. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I cannot stand it anymore that I am settling for less, that I've grown accustomed to mediocrity, that I've grown accustomed to being average and being satisfied with it, that I've grown accustomed to not seeing anything beyond the next couple of years, that you have no idea where you're going and how you're going to get there. You have to be in that place in order for calls like this, in order for products like our North Carolina CDs or our script book or the training classes on prospecting and closing or the First Steps training seminar or Creating a Dynasty, which, by the way, is almost sold out right now as we speak. It's unfortunate, but we only have a room that is so big, and pretty much by the end of this weekend, Dynasty will be completely sold out. But if you are the kind of person where you're so sick and tired of being in debt and you're so sick and tired of where your life has come to and you're tired of looking ahead and going, you know, is it going to get any better? Is anything going to change? Is it really going to be worth it? Then what I have to tell you is that you are definitely ripe and ready to move forward and to make things happen. There are those people who are totally unteachable, who right now are judging everything that's coming out of my mouth. There's another person that's daydreaming while I'm on the phone. There's another person that just is so depressed they don't even care. I understand. I've been all those types of people before. And the reality is that I out of being that kind of a person, I did not stay there. I did not stay stuck there. And sometimes there were seasons where I was stuck there for a few months. But here's a reality check. Life is ticking by. It's moving fast and it's moving forward. And my question to you is, are you moving with it? You know, the marketplace has changed dramatically since I got started in this industry 16 years ago. I mean dramatically. Scary different how different it is today. And if you are not getting yourself equipped to keep up with that, then you're going to fall behind. And I know that there's not any of you that enjoy being behind everybody else. I know that there's not anybody on this call right now that looks forward to being frustrated on a daily basis. I know that there's nobody on this call right now that looks forward to being average and mediocre. I know that there's people on this call right now that you are not the kind of person that desires to stay stuck in a rut. There's nobody that is listening to my voice right now that's who you want to be and that's where you want to stay. There just is nobody like that. And so you're on the right call, obviously, because I'm basically the kind of girl that if there's a fence straddler, meaning if you're straddling a fence, I'm going to push you off either way. Why? Because you cannot stay the same, and you can't put your life on pause because there's things that got to get better. Your parenting has to get better. Your marriage has to get better. Your business, your home-based business has to get better. Your corporate job has to get better. Your job at Taco Bell has to get better. Whatever it is that you're doing, there's no reason why you cannot advance. No reason at all. Now, for those of you that this is your first time on the call, you just kind of heard my testimony, and I want to encourage you because somebody invited you on this call that cares enough about you and enough about your future that they were willing to pick up the phone, dial your phone number, or at least email to you saying you need to get on this Monday call tonight. Listen, that says a lot about the person that invited you. Now, even if you think I'm a numbskull and a moron and an idiot who's spastic and talks too fast, the reality is that they cared enough about you because they found something here, either on our website, which is DaniJohnson.com, DaniJohnson.com, or they found something through our products like, you know, our North Carolina CDs or our script book or the Insider Secret CDs to building a solid foundational home-based business. Whatever the reason, whatever it is that they found here, maybe some of the people found some spiritual equipping that has exploded their entire life. This website has all of these tools available for you, and they even have 50 hours of free coaching that's available for you. And so they care enough about you. It says a lot about who they are. They're obviously stepping outside of their box and caring for somebody else. You need to at least thank them. And if you're working with somebody that has a track record of success, they're making some good income working on a part-time basis. You need to pay attention to what they're doing. You need to follow the system in which they have implanted into you. And you need to pay attention to what they're doing. As long as, of course, you believe in their philosophy and they've got good high moral standards and their heart is in the right place, I say absolutely you better follow what they're doing because they obviously know what they're doing and they have a track record. Okay, tonight, just like last week, I'm going to do an extension of what we did last week on the conference call. It went over really well. We had plenty of emails coming through saying, man, Danny, it was like you were talking to me. Man, you know, I had the same exact question. I'm so glad you answered that question. I have a stack, literally, I have a stack of about an inch thick of questions that you all have emailed to our office asking for us to cover on a conference call. So I'm just doing an extension of last week. I have about 7 or more questions here that we're going to get through in the next 45 minutes. At the end of the call, I'm going to teach you how to really expand and make your April, May real explosive. You see, we're coming into the summer months, and there's a few of you that have a little bit of a strategy mind. You have some kind of foresight. And with the strategy mind that you have and the foresight that you have, I want to equip you tonight to be able to explode your summer months. A lot of people use the summer months to just, you know, kick back and say, well, I'll start again in the fall, you know, when people are really looking for a business. The reality is there's plenty of leaders who were found during the summer that were looking for a business in the summer, and people who are motivated, people who have desire are people that are looking no matter what time of the month or what time of the year it is. And so those of you that get yourself positioned properly, you're going to have the strongest growth so far this year coming up in the summer. And that's if you pay attention to the what I'm going to end this call with, okay? So let's go ahead and go to this. I have a question from a lady by the name of Mary. She's fairly new to our website, and her question was, I would like to know how to get your prospect to a conference call after interviewing them. And so I don't know if Mary, if you're using our script book or not, but from the nature of the question and maybe when you wrote the question, chances are you were not using the script book because it has it right on page 3. Right on page 3, it tells you how to invite them to that conference call. It just gives you the absolute words to use. And so if for those of you that do not have the script book yet, and in case you don't even know what the heck I'm talking about, I'm speaking a different language to you right now. What it is it's got 16 different scripts in there that you can use for building your home-based business. Whether you are it doesn't matter what kind of product it is that you're using, there are 16 different scripts in there to teach you how to prospect. One of the scripts is for situational prospecting. When you're out and about, and I don't care if you're opening a nail salon, this script will work for that. If you are opening a restaurant, this script will work for that. No matter what kind of business it is that you're in, whether it's home-based business or not, you can apply these scripts to what it is that you are currently doing. If you're starting a chiropractic office, which I have chiropractors that I coach, teaching them how to expand their clientele as a chiropractor using the same foundational tips that I use to expand my weight loss business. Okay, so it's all the same tools, all the same techniques, because your product really is people. It's not the service that you're marketing, whether it's chiropractic or if you're a doctor or a lawyer. Doesn't matter. The same foundational truth is people are the ones with the money, and if you know how to fill their needs, they are willing to pay handsomely for the service that you're willing to render to them. And so it's the same foundation. And so that script book can be used for any career that you're in. And if you are in a home-based business and you're marketing anywhere from nutritional to legal services, and you're not using that script even in your normal career, you're missing the boat. You're not maximizing what you've purchased with that script book. And it comes with 2 CDs in there to teach you how to use that. And so apply it to your job. Apply it to parenting. I mean, there's a ton in there that you can use for anything. Okay, I use the scripts that are in there for picking a contractor and the second contractor that I wound up using as well. Plumbers, roofers, everything in the house, in the homes that Hans and I remodel. I use scripts that are in that script book to put people to work in construction. Okay, so it can be used for anything. So anyway, in that script book it says, whether you're going to take them to a website, you're going to take them to a company overview through the telephone, or you're going to take them through a pre-recorded overview on the telephone. So basically it works like this, Mary. You're going to come to the end of that, end of the script, and if you did your homework right, you listened to the CDs, then what you did through the first part of the script on page 2 is you found their needs, you found their strengths, and you found their goals. Then what you do once you get to the end of it, You're going to ask them, okay, well, do you have internet access? And they're going to say yes or no. And then you confirm their email address by having them repeat it back to you. You're wanting to build your own database, by the way, of names, phone numbers, and email addresses of your prospects, customers, and distributors so that you have that information no matter what happens with your company. And then what you do is you say to them, okay, well, our next step is to go ahead and bring you to our company overview that's going to happen live and interactive on the telephone. And so I can set you up for that appointment at 6 p.m. or 7 o'clock. Which time works better for you? They're going to say, well, 6 o'clock works for me. Fine, great. Now, Mary, I need you to make sure that you're positioned in a very quiet place with a notepad handy. Because, Mary, when you go to this conference call, you're going to hear exactly how you will be able to, and then you repeat to Mary her needs, her strengths, and her goals. And it would sound something like this. Okay, Mary, the next step is that I'm going to go ahead and take you to our company orientation over the telephone. It's live and interactive, and on this call you will find out exactly how you will be able to get out of debt, be able to get out of the corporate job that you hate, out from underneath that boss that you cannot stand being around, be able to spend more time with your children on a part-time basis, be able to earn an extra $50,000 a year working right there from the comfort of your own home. Okay, so Mary, I have times available between 6 and 7 o'clock. Which time works best for you? I can do 6 o'clock. Great. Okay, now Mary, what I need you to do is I need you to be in a quiet place. The children need to be accounted for by somebody else, and I need you to take notes. Because again, Mary, you're going to learn on that call exactly how you will be able to get out of debt, get out from under that corporate job and that boss that you cannot stand, be able to work part-time from home, making an extra $50,000 a year, being able to spend more quality time with your children. Okay? So I will call you back about 5 to 10 minutes before 6, and I'll go ahead and take you over to the call, all right? So you got a calendar there? Okay, great. Write me in right now. My name is Danny, and my phone number is 463-5210, area code 209. Okay? And, Mary, we're going to be making a decision here real soon, so the sooner that I can take that call, the better. Depending on your response to this information, we'll determine whether or not we're going to work together and where you fit in on our team. So I'll call you back at 10 minutes to 6, take you to the information, and at that point we're going to decide whether or not we're going to work together. Okay? So there you go. So, Mary, that answers your question. Now, it says, how do you mention the conference call, and what do you do if the person refuses to go to the call? Now, that's a really good question. I just answered the first part of your question, which is how do you mention the call. You don't just mention casually the call, girlfriend. You tell them this is their next step, okay? Now, again, what I'm getting to is it sounds like you do not have the phone script. Now, that's why your question makes sense if you don't have the phone script. If you have the phone script, all of this is making perfect sense. You are not giving people the option to get on a call next week or in 3 days from now. It is today at the latest, tomorrow. Why? Because people don't follow through if you give them too long to think about getting on a call. So you want to, there's got to be urgency in them taking a look right now. If they refuse to get on the call, then chances are, number one, the first part of the script was not done properly, okay? Meaning that if they were a good, viable prospect, all right, and that is that you have to qualify. And if you're using that script, you know how to qualify to determine whether or not they are. If you get Joe Sixpack on the phone, and you know he's sitting there with the Raiders playing in the background, and he's got his bag of Cheetos that he's chomping on at the same time as he's talking on the phone, this is not a good quality prospect. And don't you dare waste an ounce of time on somebody who is not taking his financial future serious. You get off the phone right away and you say, you know what, I can tell Joe Sixpack that you are just a little preoccupied. My advice to you is get a piece of paper and a pen. I'm going to give you my phone number, my web address, and a conference call number, and if you get more serious about earning a significant income from the comfort of your own home, then you go right ahead and give me a call. I'm looking for a long-term business relationship, and I can tell right now that's not going to happen between the two of us. So here's my name, phone number, blah, blah. Give me a call when you're more serious, or give me a call when you find somebody else that's a little bit more serious about changing their financial future. So there you go. I gave you a mouthful. So if someone refused to go to the call, goodbye. See ya. Called next. There are plenty of people out there looking for you. There are plenty of them. I hear stories every single week of people signing up, hot shot people from work enemies or from their warm market or for situational prospecting. Why? Because they learned the skill. Number one, they've got to have a foundation of that they believe in what they're doing. They believe that it's going to work for those who are willing to work it. And they have now gained the skill to be able to sponsor them. And I've got people that are sponsoring people left and right that are six-figure income earners outside of their home-based business opportunity, meaning they're in the corporate world, they're looking for a change. I heard of another client of mine that sponsored an attorney the other day. Sponsored an attorney. I mean, that's phenomenal. Absolutely. A stay-at-home mother that sponsored an attorney. Okay, he's been an attorney for years and years and years, and he or she had the right kind of posture, had the right approach, and bada-boom, bada-bing, sponsored the lady, and that was it. Okay. I gave you 10 minutes on that question. Let's go to the next one. Okay, here we go. She says, I'm wondering if you could cover the best times to call a prospect from lead generation. Okay, so she says, are there any special hours or times to call people or any time during the day or night up until 9 p.m.? And how many times do you call and not get an answer before leaving a message? I've been calling about 3 times trying to vary the time and day. Okay, great question. This is from Kat. And my answer is this. As far as special hours, you know what? I know I have friends in this industry, as well as myself, who call people up to 10 and 11 o'clock at night. And we have. We have absolutely called prospects from the lead generation list up to 10 and 11 o'clock at night. And called all different kinds of hours in the day, early in the morning, mid-afternoon, late in the evening, early in the evening. There really isn't a special time to reach people. And what I recommend that you do is that you always have enough leads to call, because most people wind up not having enough leads. Therefore, they're in I need you prospect to sign up mode. And when you're in the I need you to sign up mode, then they don't want anything to do with you. I mean, it's like you repel them. It's like you've got really bad body odor or something that comes to the phone because they want nothing to do with you if you need them. But when you don't need them, that is when they are anxiously trying to prove to you that you are that they are the person that you're looking for. And so any time of day, I know that there's some people, and honestly, this is where you need the favor of God on you, Kat, because I have some of my clients, man, they pray right before they get on the phone and they ask God to give them favor and make the people be home, and guess what? They have a higher ratio, it cracks me up, they have a higher ratio of people showing up, answering that phone call, than the ones that don't. I have people that call 500 people, and you know, on a weekly basis, and they get a hold of maybe 50. I have other people that call 200 people, and they get a hold of 50. You know what I mean? So, and same times of day, it really doesn't matter. And so you decide when the times of day that you want to be calling people, and you make sure that you leave an intriguing message for those people. And in our phone script, in our script book, I'm sorry, there is a script to use for leaving people messages, and you can do that script. Or if you find that you get better results with another one, use another one. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. But anyway, on the note as far as leaving a script. Let me just confirm this. There is no special hours to call people. There isn't. Any time of day, if I were you, I'd ask God to be on your side when you're picking up that phone, because it works. It totally works. I'm not kidding you. I've documented results on that. And, you know, hey, Lord, I only have 3 hours. Please let people be home more than normal. Give me favor here, and you'd be amazed at what's going to happen. Next is as far as leaving a message. I have clients that do it a couple different ways. I have people that leave a message the very first time they're trying to contact somebody. And I also have people that leave messages 3 times, meaning they call 3 different times throughout the day. They do not leave a message. They make the call, but they do not leave a message until the 3rd time. And they leave a message that sounds something like this. It'll sound like, hi, Kat, this is Danny. Just calling you back to get you the information that you already requested. I've been trying to get a hold of you, and I've tried 3 times, and this is the last time I'm going to call you. This is your last chance to get the information you requested about earning a substantial income working part-time from home. So if you are serious about retaining that information, please give me a call back. If I'm not available, leave me the best time to call you back. And just to let you know, I am going to be making my decision here real soon as to the person that I am looking for. And so this is your last chance to be interviewed for that spot, so that you may be established in a home-based business. And again, if you're serious, give me a call back. If you are not, don't bother. So my phone number is, and always speak slowly during your phone number, 209-586-9191. 2-0-9-1. Again, the number is 209-586-9191. And so other than that, I wish you the best, good luck, and God bless you. Bye-bye. Okay? So there you go. If you don't get callbacks on that, they're dead to the world, bottom line. So you'll have a certain number of people that do call you back. And again, the words must match the posture, okay? They absolutely would. And by the way, I have clients who pray to God, please let people call me back. And guess what happens? People call them back. Much higher ratio than the ones who don't pray. And that's true. I'm sorry they say it, but it is. And this is not a religious call or a spiritual call, but I'm just telling you it works for my clients. Okay, here's another question from Marlika. She says, I'm having a hard time showing people my enthusiasm because they don't see me in person. She purchases leads from lead generation companies. Okay, and I'll answer the second part of the question in a minute. Okay, so she says, I'm having a hard time showing people my enthusiasm because they don't see me in person. Okay, Marlika, baby. Okay, that's a sweet question. I understand where you're coming from, but here is a total reality check. The reality check is that enthusiasm can absolutely be heard on the phone. They do not need to see you bubbling over, baby, to know that you're enthusiastic. It happens through your voice, your tonality, okay? And so you do not need to worry. If you're excited about your opportunity, you don't have to worry about trying to manifest it while you're on the telephone, okay? So they don't need to see you in person to feel your enthusiasm. They don't need to see you in person to see if you believe in your opportunity. They don't need to see you in person to discern whether or not you are committed, whether or not you are totally convicted about your opportunity and your future. They do not need to see you in person to determine whether or not you have complete faith in where you're going. They do not need to see you in person to determine whether or not you are the leader they are looking for. They don't need to see you in person at all. That's what I love about where our industry has come to. You know, years ago, I used to think, man, only the pretty people are going to succeed. But today, man, people are building just multi-million dollar business ventures without ever seeing anybody. All through the phone. They never, ever even see the person that they're working with, and yet they're building multi-million dollar enterprises all from their boxer shorts and their t-shirts sitting in their bedroom on the phone. So it doesn't matter is what I'm saying. So don't use the excuse that they don't see me, therefore they cannot tell if I'm excited. That is an attitude that is absolutely translated through the phone lines and into them. No question. So that I'm sorry to tell you, Marlika, but that's just an excuse. It is honestly just an excuse. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you have talked to people who are enthusiastic on the phone before, and it absolutely gets you moving, puts you in absolute I gotta do what they're doing mode. There's no question in my mind. And so don't even worry about that. It's just an excuse. Get over it. It is not a big deal. The other thing, it sounds like it's a big deal in your head, and you just need to get over it already. Okay, then she says, they seem to enroll and fall off the face of the earth. And she says, I'm laughing out loud. Any advice on how to light a fire under their butts? I'm reading her email, so don't get upset with me and send me hate mail because I used that word. Okay, Marlika, it's a great question, and I have a good answer for you. Now, my question to you is you need to understand that there are five types of distributors, and actually my next question is going to fit perfectly in with my next answer to the next question is going to fit in perfectly with yours too. There are five types of distributors, and this is where most of you really, really need the help. Really, really need the help. In fact, there's some CDs that we have that are on this topic. It's 2 hours long. I mean, this is a very intense topic that if I could by any chance give an IV, an infusion into all those who have a home-based business out there, this would be the topic that you guys would understand because it would take pressure off, it would take stress off, it would take your frustration level down to next to nothing. Your stress level would be ridiculously reduced if you actually understood our business model, if you actually understood the nature of this business that you are in. If you actually understood it, you would not be sitting there feeling like you're spinning your wheels. You would not be spending most of your hours that you're working in frustration. You would not be stressed out most of the time that you're working with your team. It just would not exist. You would actually beeline straight for a goal and know which people to drive and know which ones to coddle. That's the reality. And so here's what it is. There are five types of distributors, Marlika. There are five. And again, there's some CDs on our website that you can go to really get this in your head, listen to them over and over and over again. And I believe it is the Hidden Secrets, Insider Secrets is what it's called. The five types of distributors, okay? The first type person is a wholesale customer, all right? That would be somebody that you would think fell off the face of the planet. They tell you that they want to build a business. They tell you they want to make money. But the reality is all they do is use the products wholesale. That's a wholesale customer. So what do? You treat them like a wholesale customer. You do not continue to call them and drive them and ride their butts trying to get them to become a business builder as you see yourself to be. Number two type person is somebody who is a social distributor. This is somebody that basically uses the products and once in a while or often shows up for your business presentation or your group meetings, or they like to show up to training seminars, or they like to show up on the conference calls. They are a support for you. They're a support for the team. And they just like the social aspect of the business that is offered to them. Yes, they got in to make money, and yes, they got in because they wanted to get out of debt, and yes, they got in because they want to make a difference in their life. But the reality is that they found their place in your business by being socially active. Whether it's on conference calls, live presentation, seminars, conferences, or just talking to you on the phone, what they like about the business is the social aspect. And again, these are people that use your products and once in a while might talk to one or two people here and again. But the reality is their whole function in your business is the social aspect. They're a support system for you and for others. When you constantly call that social distributor and you're riding their butt trying to get them to produce, guess what? You're going to lose them because that's not why they're there. And Marlika, write this down. Don't ever listen to what people say. Watch what they do. Number three. The third type person is a seasonal distributor. Okay? Now, a seasonal person is someone like this guy, this kid I got started. He was 20 years old. His name was Chad. And you know what? He came in. He hit it hard with me. Man, he put people in front of me left and stinking right. Everything I told him to do, the guy did it. He packed out first steps with his own brand new people that he got started. He got friends and family members to that event. Those people came out. They brought in 60 people into the business. We did $62,000 worth of group sales volume. His very first month in business is from April 3rd to April 30th, okay? And so the guy got the number one international bonus with that particular company, made $20,000 his first month in business, made 20 grand. Well, Chad was 20 years old, had a girlfriend, and was a construction worker. Guess what happened to Chad the next month? Nothing. He did nothing. He fell off the face of the planet. He disappeared into absolute thin air. Now, here's the reality. You know, you're looking at Chad going, dang, man, that guy's going to build a business. He's going to make a multi-million-dollar enterprise. And here's the reality is that Chad was a seasonal rep. Listen, he made more money in 1 month than he had done the whole year before working construction. The kid went on a vacation. He bought a truck. And as soon as he spent all his money, then he came back and made a few more $1,000. Seasonal distributors are people who come in, they got a specific goal, they make a bunch of money, and then they disappear. And as long as you do not drive those people crazy with making them feel bad, putting guilt trips on them, screaming at them, putting them down, condemning them, telling them they're a loser because they're not showing up for things, guess what? If you do those things to them, when it's time for them to hit another goal, they're going to find a different company to hit that goal with. So you want it to be that you always are on great terms with your seasonal reps. Hey, whenever you're ready, we're here. You did an awesome job, and we're proud of you. We know that you can do it again. You know, now and again, just dropping on, hey, just calling to see how you are, seeing how your family's doing, making sure you're okay, not just talking business all the time, but you're establishing a relationship. Then what happens when he's got a new goal, you know, sees a car he wants to buy or a vacation he wants to go on or he incurs some kind of debt and wants to get out of it, who's he going to call? He's going to call you and say, okay, what's going on? What's the latest? I'm ready to go back to work. Okay, so that's a seasonal rep. Number four. The fourth type rep is somebody who is a part-time rep, okay? And I will tell you right now that is 99% of the people that are working your business. 99% of the full-timers, okay? Because there's a lot of people that say they work this business full-time, but the reality is that when they calculate their numbers and actual activity of building their business, most of them don't even put in 10 hours a week. Most of them don't even put in 10 hours a week. Most of them are doing activities that do not grow their business or grow anybody else's business. And so the part-time person, okay, the part-time person, which is very, very, very few of the reps that you're going to have in your business, okay, but out of all the ones that are committed that say they're full-time, most of them are just part-time. The part-time rep is somebody that works their business seriously. They are somebody that goes to training seminars. They're somebody that purchases CDs. They're listening. They're learning. They're calling people on a daily basis. They're doing meetings on a weekly basis, bringing people to conference calls on a weekly basis. That is your part-time rep. And that person, with the amount of hours that they have, are plugging away and building a nice business, and a nice business of what? A nice business of wholesale customers, social distributors, seasonal distributors, and part-timers. That's what they're building. And then number five is your full-time distributor. Now, again, that's very, 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 very few of the people that you have that are going to be full-time. I mean really full-time. People that actually work 40 hours a week in their home-based business, which is like, oh, man, it's probably less than 0.001% in our whole industry. Really, that's what it is. Now, the full-time person, that is somebody that is prospecting, you know, 70, 80, 100, 150 people a day. I mean, that's how many calls that they're making daily. We're talking people that are presenting the business to, you know, 20, 30, 40 people a week. These are full-timers that are doing trainings and being a part of trainings. They are driving promotions, meaning that a full-time and a part-time person, like, for example, we got First Steps coming up this weekend, that full-time or part-time person is driving that event, meaning they're signing people up and saying, you've got to go Atlanta. If you want to succeed and you want to make the least amount of mistakes, you want to have the least amount of stress and frustration, you've got to go to First Steps to Success. If you want to make the most in your first few months in business, you've got to go to First Steps to Success. That part-timer and that full-time distributor is constantly driving people to events, okay? And, again, that's very few. So, you're saying any advice on how to light fire under their butts, you're going to have very, very, very few people that are going to work your business. That is normal, okay? What also is normal is having a whole bunch of people ordering a few products or ordering a service on a monthly basis, having a whole bunch of people that just like to hang out, having a bunch of people that come in and leave, and then they come back. As long as you have the skill and you've learned the skill and you're using the skill of being able to build relationships with all five of these types of distributors, you're going to have a solid, solid business that kicks out a residual income. Because let me tell you something. The residual income does not come from the full-time distributors. No way. Those are the drivers. Those are the people driving the business like crazy. And guess what? They get tired once in a while, and they got to take a month or two off. That's how it goes. That's the way they are. It's called crash and burn. Drive it fast and hard, crash and burn. That's the way it is. But the foundation of residual income, okay, comes from the first three types of distributors. Did you hear me? The foundation for residual income comes from the distributors 1, 2, and 3. That's where it comes from. And that's where most of you put down your people. Where they are the foundation for your residual income, you need to recognize them. You need to absolutely let them know how much you appreciate them. Get referrals whenever you can from them and realize that they're not going to become the number five distributor that you want them to become. They will never become that until they decide they want to become that, until they decide they're willing to pay the price to become that, okay? So, one, the advice I have for you personally is you need to have the revelation and get those CDs, the Insider Secret CDs, to really understand your business model, because you very easily could be putting down the wrong people and not lifting up the right ones, okay? Because you want them to be something that they are just not going to be, okay? And that's the first thing, is you got to realize who they are and what to do with them. And honestly, we work a lot with this at Creating a Dynasty. It's important that you really get this. Okay, the other thing, as far as lighting a fire under their butt, let me just go to the next question, because the next question has to do with that. She says, would you please cover retention of distributors and also customers? Okay, and this question is from somebody by the name of Bauer. It's Del May, who I believe is in Australia. Okay, so, yes, part of that is in the Marlika's question, okay? But the other part is this. There are three areas of the business, and again, this is on the CDs, the Insider Secrets. There's 2 solid hours on all of this that everybody needs to know, understand, if you plan on building a solid, secure business. Okay, there's 3 areas to our business. There's expose, involve, and upgrade. Okay, and with these 3 areas of the business, it works basically like this. you expose the business opportunity to a prospect. Some of them, their temperature is ready and they're ready to sign up, and some of them are not, and therefore you put them in some kind of an involvement process. Most of you are so focused on, and there's some of you that are really good at it and you can do it, but there's a lot of you that your skill is not there yet, and therefore your prospect should fall into a safety net. Okay? Listen carefully. There's some of you that are great. You can close 6 out of 10 people. You know, a lot of, there's several people who've been through our prospecting class and our closing class. You know, you've raised your numbers. You've gotten awesome at closing people. But the vast majority of the reps in your personal business do not have that ability. And most of them don't even want the ability. Most of them are scared to death to talk to people, let alone to ask somebody to make a decision. Okay, and that's okay. There is a safety net for those people. It is just fine. There's more than one way to skin a cat, as it said in business. Okay, there's more than one way to get the job done. Now, if you've got the skill and the ability, bada boom, bada bing, go ahead, close them, get them signed, sealed, and delivered. But if you're learning that ability, then what you do is you drop them in the safety net of involvement. And the way that works is like this. So you expose them to the business, and let's say that, you know, I'm going to think about it, or I'm going to talk to my spouse, or I can't afford it right now, whatever. Okay, great. And you say, you know what, great, you need to go ahead and do that. I understand I'm not here to get your money, but I need to know how serious you are really about building the business. Okay, then what you're doing, you put them in the involvement process. Send them to DannyJohnson.com. Let them sign up as a free member. When they get in there, have them listen to the call dated 5/31/04. Okay? Have them listen to the call January 3rd, 05. That's the involvement. Once they hear about the business that they are embarking on, you cherry pick the calls that you feel like they should listen to. Okay? If you have somebody that is on the fence, okay? Send them that thing, you know, I'm not interested in your money. Let's go ahead and begin your preliminary training. We'll go ahead and pre-launch you in your business, okay? And so I'm going to go ahead and begin that preliminary training. If you show up to the training, then I know you're serious, and then I'll be able to help you get started and make some money. So as they're listening to calls like this one, as they're listening to calls on the website, now their temperature is beginning to rise, and they're starting to see the value that is worth it for them to step up to build their business because they're starting to believe that they can. And that's what the involvement process does, is it builds belief. That's what it does. It builds belief. So hearing testimonies, for example, like Brent's out of Utah, like Tom and Kim's out of San Diego, you know, like mine, the homeless cocktail waitress, when they hear these kind of testimonies and they see the simplicity of building that business, they start to think, you know what, I think I can do this, okay? So expose, involve, and then what happens is step three, which is upgrade, okay? The third step is to upgrade. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, some people may start off with that bottom kit, but if you get them through the involvement process, okay, and only if they show up and do their part through the involvement process, they begin, like my friend Rebecca, who started at the bottom of her thing, but through the involvement process, listening to conference calls with DannyJohnson.com, you know, purchasing some of the products that she did online. She purchased products online before she even, you know, wound up upgrading herself. I know another person that just recently told me, I haven't even upgraded yet, Danny. Now, they wind up upgrading, meaning they'll step up to that $299 kit or that $499 kit or that $3,000 kit, whatever kit it is that you're marketing, and they'll wind up upgrading themselves through the plan. Now, let me give you a sure fit, done deal, real quick upgrade for people 99% of the time, okay, and I mean 99% of the time, is the involvement of first steps to success. Works every time for me. Works every time for Tom. It's amazing. What happens? You expose the business to somebody, and let's say they're still on the fence. You know what? Listen, let me tell you something. There's a seminar coming up, and before you really decide if you're wanting to build a business, and before you make that big commitment of time and finances, this is what I recommend that you do. I recommend that you go to First Steps to Success. You're going to hear the good, bad, and the ugly of the entire industry. You're going to know exactly, step by step, what this new career that you're looking at, what it's going to take to be able to earn that six-figure income that you said you want to earn. And so I highly recommend that that's the first thing you do is you get to First Steps to Success. Now, what happens is 9 out of 10 people that you're going to bring to First Steps, oh, my gosh, they're not going to piddle around with the bottom line because I'm there telling them who is not their upline, who does not have a vested interest in them starting with the top package. Just like I told the group in Dallas, listen, if you're serious about building the business, you've been here with me for 2 days, you better stop at the top position that you can in your company. Okay? Start at that $499 package. max out your compensation structure. If it's a binary and there's three business centers, then you better max out all three, hitting the gates running so that you don't lose any money. Okay, so what? This is, that's a sure thing, by the way. It's such a sure thing. It's ridiculous. So 9 out of 10 people that I brought to every training seminar I ever did, guess what? Out of the 10 I brought, 9 stepped up to the top package. Whether that top package was $5,000 as it was 16 years ago, to $4,000 as it was 15 years ago, or $2,000 as it was 9 years ago, or currently $300, which is where the opportunity that I worked was, you know, the buy-in at that point. Regardless of what it was, if I got people involved with First Steps, they wound up upgrading no matter how big the package was. No matter. 9 out of 10 people, hands down, that's what they would do. I know Tom has the same exact numbers down in San Diego, who's a six-figure income earner. Okay. So on that note, here's the reality, is that with retention, what helps to make retention? Involvement. That's what it does. Because through the involvement process, people wind up upgrading their commitment level. When they upgrade their commitment level, then they wind up doing things like signing up for the prospecting and the closing class, where they're going to hone in on their skills and their abilities to becoming better professional prospectors, better professional closers. So when they get in the involvement pipeline is where their commitment level raises, and therefore now they're purchasing leads for the first time. Now they're doing meetings for the first time. Now they're plugging into First Steps to Success. And so the more involvement they get, the more their commitment level rises, the more their belief rises, the more they get busy and they go to work. And so you want to help retention? If all you're doing is signing people up and letting them just hang out there in the gallows, guess what? They will hang themselves. But the reality is if you put them in a battery charger, so to speak, when they're being plugged into that socket, that 220 voltage, they can't help but to raise their commitment, raise their belief, and raise their work ethic, and therefore raise their results, the amount of money that they're making as a direct result of going to work. So, I mean, here's the reality. Most of you are signing people up, you know, and you expose the business to them, okay? The first thing that they do for some of them might stay in exposure land and wind up just sitting there in the abyss of cyberspace, not ever getting started. And then through time, through you, through email, keeping stuff dripping on them, things like, hey, last month I made an extra $1,500. When you continue to increase your story on a monthly basis, that story goes out in your autoresponder. All those people are getting it. Guess what? Every month they're watching you grow. Every month they're seeing you do something better. Guess what? They're like, okay, I'm getting started. Or you put in your upline system. Hey, my upline did this last month. Oh, man, you remember last month they did this? This month they did this. You let that drip on your prospects. Okay, they're eventually going to get started. They can't help themselves. Why? Because they're in the same spot that they were in 6 months ago when you first talked to them. Okay, so then they sign up, right? And then through some of them, you may learn how to close them on getting on the products and using the products, right? Then number four is that they continue the use of the product or the service that it is that they're using. The fifth thing is that now they need to do their list of resources, list of names, contacts, or they're doing some kind of an advertising campaign. Then they upgrade themselves up to the top kit. Then you've got some people, even fewer, who are willing to do the on-the-job training, meaning that you are able to get them signed up. You are able to get them a product, to use the product. You are maybe able to get them to make that list of names, but they refuse to call them. Or they purchase leads and refuse to call those. Those are the people that fall out during the on-the-job training. Is that normal? Yes, it is. Number eight, you know, the commitment level rises to them getting CDs and tools, getting a part of the classes, getting on conference calls on a weekly basis. That's another area of commitment level that's only going to come through involvement. Number nine, they step up, they get to First Steps to Success. Number 10, they wind up going through Creating a Dynasty, which, by the way, sorry to tell you guys, it is going to be sold out. It is going to be sold out, and we're sorry. Going to have to wait 6 months, and that's going to be lame for some of you. But it's first-come, first-served basis. That's all I have to say. You have to be a graduate of First Steps to Success in order to go through Creating a Dynasty. And unfortunately, the room, we got notice today from the hotel that it is only so big. And according to Fire Marshal, we're not able to cram as many people in there as we would like to or that would meet the demand. There's like you guys are, gosh, man. Signing up every day, we're getting people that are registered for Creating a Dynasty. So if you have already been to First Steps to Success and you are on the fence about Dynasty, I will tell you, you will be pushed off the fence after this weekend because you will not have the option. So if you're on the fence and you're like, man, I really think I should go, you better get registered today or before the weekend, because the people at Atlanta are going to have the next chance to register for that seminar once they've graduated from it. Okay, so anyway, you have all of these options here. Okay, there's a ton of different things that your people are going to be doing. Some of them are going to fall out in the using the products part. That's normal. In fact, you probably have more people fall out there than you have anywhere else. Then you might have some people that, you know, will use the products and use them continually. Maybe they'll make their list of resources, but they'll never call any of them. Remember, that's more like the social distributor. And maybe you'll have some of them ever call them, but they won't upgrade to the next kit. That's okay. That's normal. They'll call 10 friends. They'll get discouraged and they'll quit. That's very normal. But they'll wind up falling into the safety net of using the product. So that's still building your customer base. Now they become a wholesale distributor. They started off wanting to be a part-timer, but they wind up falling into the pit of the wholesale user. Okay, so then there's some of those that step up to on-the-job training. Okay, and again, that's commitment level. They're following you around there. You're telling them what to do. They're following what you're doing. And that's basically it. So it's kind of like sliding scale. The closer you get to step number 10, the less people that you're going to have getting there, okay? Retention is this. Recognize who they are and treat them accordingly. Build relationships with all of them, all of them. Do not be conditional in your love or your support or your relationship with them. You want to be unconditional. Whether they want to be a wholesale user, you want to drop them a card now and again and say, ma'am, thank you. If you don't have time to drop cards, then pay somebody to drop them cards. Pay some high school student $1 a card or 50 cents or a quarter a card or something like that. I don't know, figure it out. Pay them a quarter a card. It's worth it. Trust me. It's a small investment to you. You write down a standard message that you want. Hey, we really appreciate your loyalty to the products. Thanks so much for what you're doing. We are happy that we were able to meet you, and if we're here to serve you in any way that you need it, we hope that your family's doing great. That's it. You know, pay some high school students with some pretty handwriting. You know, 10 cents a card. I don't know. Think about how many cards they can whip up in that amount of time. It's worth it for them, worth it for you. Pay your kids to do it. I don't care. Anyway, so with retention, it's about building a relationship, establishing that relationship with your people, and doing that, recognizing who they are and what they are and what they're not. Now, if you want them to grow and you want them to grow fast, you got to plug them into a system that's got amazing involvement. And what I mean by that is this. Involvement that has a track record. Involvement that has a track record. Involvement that has a track record of explosive growth. Involvement that has a track record of making people go to work. Okay? And I mean a seminar, a training seminar, or DannyJohnson.com, or the CDs that we have. All that is involvement. The best of the involvement is first steps in Dynasty. You're going to get the maximum out of your people by plugging them into seminars like that. Okay? Also, your corporate events. That's also involvement. Now, this is what you have to ask yourself. If the involvement puts people to work, is the current involvement that you're using putting people to work? I'll tell you this, 9 out of 10 people that you put in Atlanta, they're going to go to work. Oh, yes, they will go to work. Some of them are going to go work harder and faster than you. Stay out of their way. Let them go build their business. Okay? Like, for example, Cheryl out of Houston. Okay? This girl had no experience, was an attorney, no experience at all in home-based business. She plugged into that First Step seminar, not because her upline told her to go. She just got some random email about it. Plugged into that thing and winds up sponsoring 20 people in 4 weeks. Okay? Got promoted 3 times in 2 months. Right? What? She came out, her sponsor had quit, guys. So she came out and totally pounded her upline with phenomenal results. So is the current involvement that you're using getting results? Is it increasing sales? Is it putting your people to work? Is it increasing their belief? Is it increasing their commitment level? Is it increasing their faith? Is it increasing their stick-to-itiveness? Is it increasing their persistence? Is it increasing their skill? Is it increasing their recruiting? Is it increasing their ability to present? Is it increasing their ability to close? That is what a good battery charger will do. And that is the battery charger that is now available for you. You're listening on this call, that's going to do it. So if you want to shoot straight from exposure to upgrade, hello, get them involved in First Steps. Get them involved this weekend. Okay, so anyway, there you go. Retention happens through involvement. That's where it happens. Retention happens through building a relationship and communicating to the people for who they are and not who you want them to be. I'm telling you, we should have charged $500 just for this call alone because this was huge. Okay, I promise you at the end of the call, we got 1 minute. No, we have 55 seconds left. Now, here's what you want to do. If you want to explode your summer months, what you're doing is you're if you fully maximize the spring season, which is April and May, okay, if you maximize April and May and you hit it hard with all-out massive action, we only have 4 days left before for the last seminar of the spring is going to be here. Okay, that's what we have. The last seminar for spring is happening this coming up weekend. So this is what you want to do. You want to call everyone you know in your business and out of your business in all the southern East Coast states. Why? Because it's all within driving distance to Atlanta, Georgia. Okay? So within driving distance of Atlanta, what you want to do is call everyone you know and call everyone you know in your business and outside of your business. Okay? That seems to make sense. Call everyone in the southern East Coast states. And this is what you want to do. Number one, you want to let them know about the seminar, but you don't want to come at them with that intention. You want to call them and say, hey, listen, who do you know that is serious? Hey, listen, I know I'm in Texas. The reason why I'm calling you is there's something taking place in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm really wanting to maximize it. And so who do you know in your area, or who do you know in all the southern East Coast states that are within driving distance of Atlanta, Georgia? Okay, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Alabama, all those states people drive, okay? Even as far up as Virginia, Washington, D.C., people drive down to Georgia from places like that. I don't know what it is about East Coasters, but they love to drive. California, another story. But anyway, so you say, who do you know that is in your area that is looking to build a substantial income working part-time from home? Who do you know in your area that is looking for a career change? Who do you know in your area that is really sick and tired of being in debt? Okay? Call everyone you know in those areas and say, who do you know that is looking for this? Okay, great. Listen, our company is expanding in those southern areas. In fact, there's an event taking place this weekend in Atlanta, Georgia, for those people who are looking for a jump start coming into a busy season for the home-based business market. And so I'm looking for somebody, I'm looking for a few key people that I'm going to be working with this weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. And so here's what's taking place, here's the dates and the times. Who do you know that is serious about these things? So what you do is you start to build a network of people. This week, get on the phone with them. Some of you that have the ability to drive people to a website, do that now with all those referrals in the southern eastern states. Then drive them to your conference calls, to your pre-recorded messages. I'm not kidding you. Be networking like crazy, asking people who they know. You can be asking people in your local area who they know in the southern East Coast states. Who do you know in Florida? Who do you know in Alabama? Who do you know in Virginia? Who do you know in North and South Carolina? Who do you know in Kentucky? Okay, so be asking people who do they know in those areas, driving those people to your websites, driving them to your conference calls, driving them to First Step Success, and you tell them, listen, this is the first time they've come to Atlanta, it's the last time, who knows when they're going to be back, you have a chance right now, and I'll tell you this, the seminar is going to come and it's going to go. It's going to come and it's going to go. And either you're going to be there, the seminar is guaranteed, if you're not satisfied, you're going to get your money back. That's it. So if you go and you're not happy, boom, you go to the back table Sunday night, you have to complete the entire seminar, go to the end of it, Sunday night, you can ask for your money back. So you've wasted nothing but time, and you do that every day, so what's the difference anyway? So here's the deal. If you do not go, you will be behind and you'll be kicking yourself. You're going to have to fly to California or something like that in order to go. So I know you're going to want to be there. If you wind up being serious about building a substantial income, you better plug in now. You have a chance. The door is open. Walk through it. This is your chance to get out of the debt. This is your chance to build a substantial income. This is your chance to get a career move. This is your chance to get more control over your time. This is your chance to have a better quality time with your kids. This is a chance. Are you with me? So when you get that referral from them, form the referral. Say, hey, Betty told me that I need to call you because there's some things taking place in the area. By the way, how do you know Betty? And you begin to form the referral. Find a need, fill it. Man, that's why I'm calling you. Our company, really, you're not satisfied with your job? Well, I was calling to find out if you knew of anybody that was looking for a career move. Well, because there is a company that is doing an event in Atlanta this weekend. Okay? Guys, there's some of you that are going to work it. I'm going to see you this weekend while you're working it. We went over time. Okay. I'm excited. By the way, those of you going to be in Atlanta with us, make sure you bring cameras. 2 notepads, 2 pens, okay? Make sure you do that. If you've got a group, go in there. Make sure you email them. Come up with a place where you can meet with them. Get to know your people, okay? Don't count on a lot of sleep this weekend. please try to eat healthy. I can't wait to meet you guys in Atlanta. Atlanta filled up faster than any training seminar so far. So there are obviously some serious anticipation for the weekend. I think this will probably be the most enthusiastic group that we've come across, the most hungry group that we've come across, based on how fast this training seminar filled up in 3 weeks and is getting close to being sold out. So other than that, guys, God bless you. I pray that you are encouraged this week, that you have a prosperous week. Those of you that will not be there, I pray that you have a great weekend. Those of you that will, oh, my gosh, you're in for a huge treat. Saturday night, by the way, is open to the general public. It is spiritual equipping for your personal and your professional life. We teach straight from the Bible on Saturday nights. You can invite as many people as you want to. I don't care if you bring truckloads of people. Go for it. It's free Saturday night starting at 7 o'clock. So anyway, I'm going to open up the lines and say good night and God bless.
Bible said that.